This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Time now for a look at the markets, and a short while ago, Chris Lowe of FTN Financial gave me his thoughts on the day's trading on Wall Street.
Here's a couple of things I think worth thinking about. The first is that stocks are up, and actually up nicely, in the second day post-Federal Reserve. So this sense that the Fed made a market-friendly decision on Wednesday, that has carried right through to the weekend. The second thing, oil prices this morning were up more than a dollar. Oil was trading well above $40 a barrel. And the frackers, who told us just a couple of weeks ago, if oil does get back to 40, we're turning production back on. Well, they did. And what's amazing is people were first skeptical that they could turn on production that fast. Offshore rigs, for example, it can take a month to get production going. Apparently, it took hours in this case. The oil price ended up down. It's currently down almost 90 cents on the day, back below $40 at 39 and 33 cents. And yet, stocks are still up. It's the first time in months we've seen stocks rise despite weaker oil prices.
Yeah, so are the frackers going to turn off the tap again?
My sense is that they'll produce at least until the price goes down to 35. One thing that is working in their favor, the U.S. for the first time in decades is actually beginning to export significant quantities of crude oil, pulling the West Texas price closer to Brent. And of course, Brent has been trading at a higher price for months.
And that was Chris Lowe of FTN Financial. Well, let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets and on Wall Street. The Dow was up 0.7% at 17,602. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.2% at 61.89.